Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
There are several ways to support this broadcast, and the biggest is by getting the fourth coin at 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com. That is the man in the arena. It's got a gladiator on the back. It's got Teddy Roosevelt on the front. It's the fourth coin, and just like NPR does, where they'll sell a ball cap for $50 and a t-shirt for $100 or whatever, this has a big markup on it because it's a piece of history, limited edition coin, to fundraise and fight the Democratic Party lawsuits and to keep us on air and to be successfully profitable in this bankruptcy so we stay on air. Do you understand? That's where we're at. So thank you for your support. I know we're in a depression. I know it's hard. It's your choice whether you want to keep us on air or not. But everybody should go to 1776coin.com right now and get the coin. It's a piece of history, and you'll know you put up a fight. There's nowhere where you can more easily make a donation and get a piece of history and a coin and know that you were part of the fight. You cannot find a place, and it's God's will that did this, not me, where we have more effect. We have world leaders listening. We have all the big podcasters listening. Everything we talked about 20 years ago has come true. Our credibility is incredibly high. That's why the enemies of freedom are in a rage, ladies and gentlemen, to shut us down. So get the Teddy Roosevelt coin now. When they're gone, they're gone. 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com. You can also get signed fundraiser books. Only place to get them at InfoWarsStore.com, The Great Reset and the War for the World. We also have unsigned copies at InfoWarsStore.com if you just want copies to give friends and family. I get a signed copy for yourself, and then do your Christmas shopping and be done with it months ahead. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight all the crap. This is do or die time, folks, and I'm going to explain it again. If you let the New World Order take over, if you let them continue their design collapse, it's here. It's not coming. You're going to wish later you'd done something now.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones' content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
I'm going to say this front and center, right up front. I'm leaving it all in the field. I love my crew. I love you all. We are in a Chapter 5 bankruptcy to be able to show we're solvent, but then show the courts we don't have all these extra money that the Democrat Party law firms are suing for. So this organization coming out of Chapter 5, InfoWars and Free Speech, will be able to operate basically forever because we'll just have a plan on what can be paid to these people versus what they're claiming we have. And then yours truly basically won't get paid, or a very small amount. That's fine. I don't care about that. I want to stay on the air. But if we don't make it through Chapter 5 in the next 5 weeks, it's a 13-week process. We're already 7 weeks into it. Then this place is going bye-bye. So we are right there, ladies and gentlemen, on the cusp. All you got to do is go to InfoWarsStore.com. There's not a better place to fight the New World Order and get the great products. Ladies and gentlemen, fiber greens, the highest quality greens you're going to get from wheatgrass, more concentrate, it's back in stock. 50% off. Diet Force is amazing, back in stock. 40% off. Rainforest Plus, back in stock. 50% off. We have the Immunity Supercharger Trifecta DNA Force, vitamin C with zinc, and the D3 gummies, highest quality, back in stock together. A trifecta. You better be taking this fall and winter, or you're crazy. What's going on? To boost your immune system, it's 50% off. Please go there now and keep us on air. It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com, or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Santos, my friend,
from enemies, foreign,
probably doesn't speak over his own liners like I do, joins me now. He's been banned, he's been censored, he's been lied about, he's been attacked, but he's never stopped fighting, and we love him for it. And so, Alan, you know I've got a little bit of a soft spot in my heart for Brazil, and I've got friends out there. Of course, it's your home country, and when I saw new polls out of Brazil that Lula was ahead of Bolsonaro, first of all, I didn't believe it, because Bolsonaro's popularity seems to continue to be rising since he was elected. And then secondly, because Lula, the disgraced president, the arrested president, Operation Car Wash, caught guilty president. And so I couldn't think of anybody better to come on air today with me to try to explain this phenomenon and make sense of it. And so let me just kind of lay out my understanding, and you correct my course if I'm wrong or add the details. The same communist Supreme Court that tried to banish you from the country and successfully did, released Lula from jail, and now he's thrown his hat into the ring, and I guess the fake news media has propped him up as the lead candidate. Do I have that right, Alan?
Owen, it's a very pleasure for me to be here and show, and yeah, you're right. So this is what's happening right now in Brazil. The same thing that happened in the United States when the elite gets together with the people that control the country and the elite of the bureaucrats, too. They want to change what people want, because for a long time we have been sleeping about the communism. So a lot of Brazilian people, religious people, people involved with conservatism movement and so forth, they have been sleeping for decades. So now we are waking up, you know, due to Professor Olavo de Carvalho teaching people what is communism indeed, and due to Bolsonaro politically, because Bolsonaro was showing to people that we had hope. We can have hope. We need to have hope, and we can elect a truly person that will represent the people. And Bolsonaro did it. He got it. And his popularity is rising as more than people think so. You could see that in London, where, for example, Macron was booed by his own people, and Bolsonaro was praised. Bolsonaro was, people on the screen, on the street, was screaming to him, saying, please, President, save us from communism. Bolsonaro, he's a strong man, because he's fighting not only the communists, but all the bureaucrats, and it's hard.
Let's just briefly, we don't have to go off into too much of the details, but let's lay this out for audience members that might not understand or know the story about Operation Car Wash. Lula was president of Brazil some years ago, and there were investigations with money laundering and other shenanigans. He was arrested in Operation Car Wash. What are just some of the basic details of Operation Car Wash so that the audience can understand?
So to try to pass some bills and laws at the Congress, the Workers' Party was bribing all the congressmen to do so. So this was a very huge scheme to change everything, even change the Constitution, because in Brazil it's different than here. There are some points that you can change the Constitution. And so that's what he got. They got. They were installing the communism in Brazil, and somehow they were paying the congressmen to do so. But the problem is all this scheme went too far. And when all this corruption went too far, someone got caught. And once the first one got caught, wasn't a very well-trained communist that will keep silent. So then they start to talk who was responsible for it. So basically, Lula was really, really, really condemned by the court, and the Supreme Court later, bureaucratically speaking, was just saying, you know, when you cook your food not in a kitchen, but you cook that in your room, for example, so they just say, okay, the trial was invalid because it was doesn't supposed to be in federal court like that. But we all know Lula is really a person that was guilty for all these crimes and the biggest corruption scheme and crime in Brazil, and I think one of the biggest in the world. A lot of money. When I see corruption here in America, people talking about the million here, million there. In Brazil, it was billion, more than a billion. Some of them say that it can get trillion. So it's crazy, you know. It's a lot of money, and they released Lula 1 year before the election just to make him some strong person to fight Bolsonaro during the elections. It's not working because Lula can't go to the streets. And he was known for gathering people, gathering the poor, you know, on his protests and rallies, all the stuff. But now only Bolsonaro gathered people. And it's like here in America, you know, young people, old people, people in a wheelchair. And the Supreme Court says it's an anti-Democrat manifestation. And it's like an anti-Democrat putting your T-shirt, the green and the yellow from the Brazilian flag, and just asking for someone save the people from communism. How can that be an anti-Democrat? So this is basically trying to summarize everything, that's basically what's going on in Brazil. And it's not just about corruption, Owen. We all know that Lula da Silva financed all the communist countries in South America, like Argentina, like Bolivia, Venezuela, now Chile, Colombia. Brazil was kind of a bank for them, you know. And now China is offering money, and we all know that China is behind all of it. And then trying to shut Bolsonaro down just to make the Brazil their backyard.
And of course, just so people have a better context of the situation, Bolsonaro is like the Brazilian Trump, folks. I mean, the populist revolution, the popularity, the rallies. I mean, quite frankly, you know, we talk about Trump rallies being big events and parties. Bolsonaro rallies are even bigger, folks. They're even bigger. They're even more of a party atmosphere, more of a festive atmosphere, more of a patriotic atmosphere. But it's the same energy, so you understand why they're going after Bolsonaro. But just getting back to the Operation Car Wash. So the Supreme Court, though, they didn't declare that Lula was innocent. They just said, because you tried him in the wrong court by our measurements,
yes,
even though he's guilty, we're going to release him from jail.
Yes. I'm not a lawyer to say that in English. It's hard for me. But what I can explain to you all, they basically were discussing about the legitimacy of it and not the case in seat. You know, it's like this is not the place that he would be on trial. But nobody said that he was innocent.
I can kind of make it a little analogy. The analogy would be like, folks, it'd be like if you're in a court case and they've got video of the defendant killing someone and it's on video and you're like, well, there's the video. So, okay, he's obviously guilty. But then they find out that the prosecution edited something in the video, just a small little thing in the video. Let's say maybe they edited one corner of it for one thing or edited something out. And then they say, well, you edited the video, so we have to release this guy, even though we know he committed the murder. So it's a technicality. They knew he was guilty. They released him anyway.
It's more than this. The problem is, let us say that you the person was caught on video doing the killing or the stealing, whatever. But the problem is, let us say this is a state problem, okay? This is a state crime, and everything is started in a federal crime, you know? Nobody added anything, nobody did anything. Everyone knows that he is guilty for everything that he has done. But the problem is they started it on federal court, so that was the problem.
So it was a procedural issue. Either way, though. So I'm going to get to this on the other side of this break because this is the question. So everybody knows Lula was guilty. They never said he wasn't guilty. They just said because of the process, we're going to release him. Obviously, that's because they wanted him to run against Bolsonaro. So my question on the other side of the break will be, are the polls real? Is Lula real?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Santos is with us. Glad to be joined by him. And so we were covering how it was called the greatest political scandal in world history. Multiple mainstream outlets called Operation Car Wash with the former Brazilian president Lula da Silva the greatest political corruption in U.S. history, or the world history, excuse me, at least that we know of, that got caught, all came out in a court of law and resulted in an arrest. And so the Communist Supreme Court, though, has released Lula from jail, and he's running for president again. I mean, folks, this is crazy stuff, but that's what's going on. And now, polls are saying that Lula is actually ahead of Bolsonaro. Now, from any neutral observer, you can look and see how popular Bolsonaro is, not just in Brazil, but around the world. Now, for somebody that's informed and anti-communist like me, I understand the importance of Bolsonaro's leadership in Brazil and for the world. And I would even argue right now that Bolsonaro is probably the best world leader that we have. So, of course, the communists have to remove him from office. But, Alan, I was asking some of my more liberal Brazilian friends about these poll numbers and Lula, and they're like stunned. They're saying they can't believe it. They can't believe this corrupt leader is back. And these are liberals, by the way. They don't really necessarily like Bolsonaro. And they're just stunned. They can't believe it's so corrupt. So are the polls fake? Is Lula really ahead of Bolsonaro? Or is this just entirely fabricated? Your thoughts, Alan Dos Santos.
To be honest with you, 100% fake. Because, first of all, the parties in Brazil, we do not have just two parties like here in America, two big parties. We have a lot of parties in Brazil, more than 20. So the parties, they hired private companies to make their own poll. They cannot publish it. They cannot publicize it. And within them, you know, they know Bolsonaro is ahead. So this is why some people are now saying, I'm for Bolsonaro since I was a child, you know, but they are not. And this is a sign, you know, this is a perfect sign that Bolsonaro is ahead. So this politician that weren't that anti-communist, but they want to support Bolsonaro now. And everyone knows. I mean, if you just see the rallies, you know, it's very short gathering when you see Lula da Silva and when you see Bolsonaro. It's massive. Even places that used to be very, very, very brainwashed by the communists. Brazil is a poor country, so it's easy to sell promises, you know, sell paradise for them. And these places now do not believe in communism anymore. They do not believe in socialism. And when I say socialism and communism, it's not a figure of speech. If you ask these people, they really will condemn communism and socialism. And they will say, I'm for Bolsonaro. And this is very, very impressive. Because imagine it, decades of brainwashed people by the university, by the media, by some priests, Catholic priests and Protestant pastors that back in time were supporting the socialist agenda somehow, or the socialist politicians. They are not doing that anymore, you know. And it's clear that some companies, that's the funniest part, that some companies, some private companies that is publishing the polls, they are somehow partners with some politicians or some businessmen that we all know is used to know as a supported communist agenda. So it's you can't believe on these polls, you know. Although I would dare to say that we still have a lot of people that need to be clarified, you know. They need to know exactly what Lula da Silva agenda is, what is the communist agenda, and most among the poor people. But even them, they are waking up, you know. It's hard for the Workers' Party now realize that the poor and people that are not, very smart in a sense of a politics agenda and strategy and tactics. Even these people now are waking up, and this is why they hate free speech. They hate free press like InfoWars, like Terça Livre, because we get in touch with these people. We talk to them. We explain to them in their own words what is going on, what media do not do, you know. And this is why they hate such a free press like InfoWars, Alex Jones, you, Terça Livre, and my staff. Because we talk to these people, the rest of the people that the Workers' Party is still counting on, these few people that are still in doubt, you know, they are running away from them since they got here, you know. I think you have the same experience here in America when people are kind of lost, you know, trying to see what's going on. And then even if you count on these people on the poll and you interview some of them, later on they will watch something like InfoWars, and then they open their eyes and they see what was going on. They change their mind. So even if you count with these doubt people, you know, people in doubt, if you count with them, it's not enough to get the numbers that they are showing on polls.
Bottom line is, you don't believe in the polls. I don't believe in the polls. They rig the polls here just like they do there. And to me, the body of evidence is just look at the real world. Bolsonaro has massive rallies. I mean, folks, I've seen rallies. It looks like millions of people. I mean, just crazy stuff. Just like Trump was having huge rallies. And then the Lula, tiny little rallies. Biden doesn't even have rallies. Now, I obviously don't follow the bigger picture of Brazil. I'm watching that news. I'm very concerned for this planet. And I know Bolsonaro, as the president of Brazil, gives the world hope to me that we can have a good leader down there. But it appears to me that, you know, Brazil's had its problems. It's come out of the age of communism. It's got a lot of violent crime. But it appears to me that things have gotten better. Truly, they have gotten better under Bolsonaro, dealing with the crime, economically doing better, the unification, the patriotism, as opposed to Argentina, that seems to be slipping more towards the left again, more towards the communist mindset again. They're failing economically. They're having crime problems again, where Brazil is going the other direction. Is that a fair breakdown of what we're seeing between those two big, great countries in South America?
Oh, definitely. Even after COVID, Bolsonaro kept the country economically healthy. And we are talking about a country that was exploited and destroyed economically by the Communist Party. We are talking about a third country, you know, a very poor country, but very rich at the same time. So even with all these corruptions, I don't know if you have saw Bolsonaro saying at the UN, we paid all the debts from these companies that the Workers' Party was stealing money from. And even paying back everyone, even set it up the country, even, you know, trying to revive all everything in Brazil, Bolsonaro is doing a great job. Even economically, you said the crime rate in Brazil is so low that we are now at the same crime rate more than 15 years ago.
Folks, that's amazing because, I mean, we can talk about this on the other side of the break, but that is truly a great accomplishment for Bolsonaro that people don't talk about because, of course, communists breed crime. Free market...
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
With Alan Dos Santos from Tesra Livre, and I want to talk about more of the situation in Brazil, but I do actually, Alan, eventually want to talk about how you've been, how your news organization has been since the censorship. It's been a while since we've caught up on that issue, so it's great to see you at the desk with the microphone and that beautiful banner behind you. But getting back where we left off to the Brazil issue with crime, it was my understanding, say 15 years ago, in Brazil, you wouldn't buy a house or build a house or an apartment complex or live in an apartment complex if it didn't have a private gate, a big wall around it, electric fences, like really high security level. Pretty much any city you go to in Brazil, folks, I mean, you're going to see walls, fences, electrified cameras everywhere because the crime was so bad. And I hadn't really looked into the issue except other than just seeing Brazil coming back economically. That usually means less crime, and that's been the case. So, I mean, outside of the favelas, where obviously, the drug wars are raging on and, sometimes you might see military driving in there and, it looks serious. I mean, other than that, you're telling me the crime rate has gone down since Bolsonaro's gotten in, too.
Yeah, I have numbers here just to show you. The number is Brazil's homicide rate was 23.66 homicides for 100,000 inhabitants in 2020, but it used to be 30.8. So we went from 30.8 wow. to 23.6. So this is Bolsonaro effect. And the most important thing is Bolsonaro was not working together with the Congress to make easier to get your gun and your ammo and all that stuff. He was not only doing it, he was smashing all the journalists that was talking bullshit about it. Let us say that clear, because all the journalists and all these rich artists, they say we need to ban all the guns and all stuff, but they have their own security, right?
Oh,
so Bolsonaro was unmasking it in front of everyone, like saying that, you want to ban it, but the problem is you have your own security. What about the poor? What about this poor co-op? And close to favela or close to the poor area in Rio de Janeiro, São Paulo, and so forth. So they do not have their own private security, but you have. And he was changing people's mind because this is one thing that I see clearly in the whole world among anti-communists. They think only passing bills and laws will change things. You need to change people's mind first because that's the way the law and the bill will really pass through the Congress and make that difference that we want. So you need to change what people are believing, and people are believing so many lies about it. And it's hard for a person that never lived in a free country or in a free place believe that it's possible. I don't know if you saw a funny video from that people made, Californians going to Texas and say,
Oh,
look at that. Have you seen this video?
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah, but the Babylon Bee, it's hilarious. They freak out over a gun on the hip.
Yeah, so so this is the situation for Brazilian people that never have been in a place with freedom where you can carry a gun and, that's it. You're in a free country, in a free place. So Bolsonaro was changing this myth that the media was creating in people's head, And that was the greatest thing that he did. We now have our own rifle association in Brazil. We never had such a thing before. So we were inspired by the Americans and doing great as you guys do, with the association, conservative movement, institution, all this stuff. We are now starting to have all of it. And it's just the beginning. You guys cannot stop. Owen, I beg all American citizens that are listening to me right now. The only one republic that wasn't found with a socialism agenda in its constitution was the United States. That's the only one republic that wasn't founded by, inspired by socialists. Even when John Adams went to French Revolution, he was in France, and when he came back, he said, that's not what we are doing here. So you cannot compare the republic starting in France and republic that started here in 1776. So the experience to have freedom like what you guys have here in America is inspiring the whole world. But the problem is, if this republic falls, if this republic dies, I dare to say it will be very, very hard to build freedom outside of here.
Well,
the enemy is that.
That's why the globalists want to destroy the U.S., because they know that.
Yeah, because imagine how could we have a very realistic place to show, you know, like you are banning the guns. We all know the experience of it. It's really bad. But let me show you a reality of places like Texas, places like Florida, you know, and where you can go and buy your guns. Tell me about this reality, because debating arguments could be easy to, you know, to say whatever you want. But when you show the reality, when you show the reality for this person, look, I am just safe because I could defend myself. And that's the problem. People are they have a hard time to believe when they couldn't see the reality of it. And Bolsonaro could say to everyone, look at the United States, look at some states in America. They are safe because they have guns. And guns are not against the honest people. It's just against the people that want to destroy your family. It's quite simple. And Bolsonaro is getting it. And in just 4 years, Bolsonaro went from 30.8 to 23.6 millions people dying. You know, it's... He saved a lot of people. And what the communists call him? Genocide. Due to all this crazy COVID stuff. But they are the killers.
Well, that's amazing to hear. Because I remember my favorite gun. It's a side-by-side double-barrel shotgun. And it's made in Brazil. And I remember at the time, I would joke with my Brazilian friends because it says made on Brazil on the gun. And I said, hey, look, my gun is made in Brazil, but you can't even have one. So have the laws really changed? I mean, where are the laws? I mean, because it used to be no gun rights for Brazilian citizens. I mean, where is that situation now under Bolsonaro?
It is changing slowly. The Supreme Court is trying to ban guns during the elections, saying that they could have like kind of plot or something like that. We know they want to take these rights away, but Bolsonaro is getting it through the Congress. So this is the funny thing. Bolsonaro is a dictator. Can a dictator change things in a country through the Congress? You know, it's so ridiculous. Their arguments are so ridiculous.
And well, in other words, liberals in Brazil lie just like liberals in America.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yep. And this is the point here. You cannot say that Bolsonaro is a dictator. Because he's doing everything through the Congress, okay? But the Supreme Court, the judicial power, it's not doing their job. They want to do other powers' job. You know, they want to legislate. They want to executive power. Bolsonaro is not doing it. So how can a dictator do his own job and still become a dictator? It's crazy. Have you seen the documentary that BBC made together with, I think, NPR here in America, talking about the Amazon is on fire and
these lies? That's their big global warming, climate change bullcrap. Let's talk about that on the other side. One more segment with the great Alan Dos Santos. Let's talk about that issue. And then I just want to get an update on how your news organization has been doing since the censorship. We'll be right back.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Segment, Alan, here. Anything else you want to talk about? Let's get it out there for the people to hear. Or, you know, I'd just like an update on how your news organization and how you've been doing since the censorship, since we last spoke. It had to be over a year ago now. They censored you like they censored Alex Jones. And just want to know how your website is doing. And, of course, let people know where they can find you. Final segment here with Alan. Any other information you want to put out there regarding Brazilian politics ahead of the big election for Bolsonaro? We got to hope he stays in there. Oh, the whole world should hope he stays in. And then just talk about how you've dealt with the censorship of your news organization. Hey, guys, I'm not hearing his audio. Is that... hold on.
Yeah, it's mine.
There we go. The communists censored him again, man. I'll tell you, they're everywhere.
So I'm getting back slowly, little by little, since the Supreme Court wanted me arrested and deported by United States. I lost all my money in Brazil. I need to build everything here where I'm free due to the U.S. Constitution, the U.S. flag, and all the U.S. soldiers that died for this freedom here. So I'm free now. I have my own website back. It's tercalibre.com.br, or you can find me on Locals and also on Getter. I'm building everything slowly, but I would like to say something very important for everyone who is listening to us here, Owen. People need to support InfoWars and Alex Jones, a country that left behind their heroes, their fighters, cannot go longer. This is very important because if I'm rebuilding everything in my company, it's because I have my own people on my back. They are helping me. And it's hard for them because they need to pay in dollar here in America to support me, to make this show go on. And if you need to rebuild your country, if you need to take your country back, you cannot left anyone behind. Because that's the path to be destroyed. And communists, all of them, they know if you scare someone, you know, if you arrest someone, if you go after someone, the truly friends will be few. They know that most of people will run away from you. I pass it through it. And I know the feeling. And you cannot let Alex Jones and InfoWars be destroyed by this elites and all these globalists, because they have all the money they want to do whatever they want. They have all the politicians, they have all the drug cartels, they have everything. We just have you. I just have you to help me to build my company back and talk the truth to my audience. InfoWars is the same thing. That's the one and one thing that I would like to say. Oh, and we cannot left anyone behind.
Well, and you said it so well, because that's what it really is. It's the power structure. It's the corrupt power structure trying to silence the voices that call it out and the voices that they view as a threat. I mean, that's so obvious. That should be common sense. Sadly, we've lost our fellow human liberals. They don't have common sense anymore. It's a real sad thing, or they've just totally abandoned it. They've abandoned everything that's good and prosperous. But you're absolutely right. And, you know, I'm sure you feel the same way. You know what? It sucks that we have to battle harder to stay on air. It sucks that we have to battle harder to fund what we do. But at the end of the day, I would much rather have to answer to this audience. I would much rather have to answer to the people than some big giant corporation that pays me to say what it wants on air. I would rather be attacked by the bad guys and be fighting the bad guys, whatever the cost be, than to be uplifted by the bad guys and be rich and powerful and influential, but sell my soul.
That's absolutely true. And you know what? People want that too. They want real people. They want real talk. They do not want puppets anymore, you know? And this is why they will support Terça Livre. Brazilian people are already doing it. And this is why U.S. citizens will help InfoWars and Alex Jones and you, Owen, because we all will rebuild our countries by our hands, and we're going to do that. We are not going to give up.
You know, another great example of journalists being attacked is the great Julian Assange from WikiLeaks. It's amazing the persecution of Julian Assange, spending a life basically in jail for exposing government corruption in the U.S., and it's the Mexican president, and it's Mexico that has to say, hey, why are you doing this to Julian Assange? Julian Assange should be viewed as a hero. Why are you trying to kill him? Julian Assange's wife actually put out a video today about this. I may air it on the War Room. When do you think we cross the barrier and the threshold of people realizing, hey, it's the Julian Assanges of the world. It's the Alex Joneses of the world. It's the Alan Dos Santos of the world. They're the ones being demonized by the very corrupt establishment we claim we're fighting. Maybe we should be listening to them.
The elite knows that once you find the truth, nobody can convince you differently. They know that once you know the reality as it is, you will not fall into their traps. And they just, what keep them all in that pedestal, it's the lies and the traps they made around them as a castle, you know. And when you destroyed all the bridges that keep all these lies holding up, they will fall as a sandcastle at once.
Alan Dos Santos. Again, tell folks the website one more time.
It's tercalivre.com.br, or you can find me on Getter and Locals too. Just type my name, Alan Dos Santos, and thank you so much for having me here.
I did just that. I plugged your name into Getter. I just followed you. I'm glad that you mentioned you were there, because of course you're banned on Twitter. I mean, you know, we can't have Alan.
Oh, yeah.
We can't have you. We can't have you on Twitter. Great stuff.
It's a reward.
Yeah, exactly. It means you're fighting the bad guys. It's a badge of honor. Alan Dos Santos, great to see your smiling face again. Glad to catch up with you. And I'm definitely going to want to have you on again soon before the next round of elections in Brazil to cover this news and to keep the United States updated on the situation there, because I think we need to protect Bolsonaro at all costs. I think he's the best leader in the world right now.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. There goes the great Alan Dos Santos. Telling you folks, we need to protect Bolsonaro at all costs. And I know it's not our country, it's not our election, but this is a populist movement worldwide against the corporate world government. And Bolsonaro understands that as good as anyone and has proven he's willing to stand against it as good as anyone. And obviously, Alan understands the importance of free speech as a Brazilian citizen who has been excommunicated and censored and attacked and lied about in his own country for telling the truth about the government. Really amazing stuff. All right. Who's got the fourth hour today, guys? Kate Daly is going to be coming up here in just 5 short minutes. I will be back hosting the War Room. And folks, I mean, I got tons of news. I barely scratched the surface today. So get ready for a big loaded War Room transmission coming up at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Folks, keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com. The best way is to support us right now. Obviously, the supplements are always great. We have the best supplements. You'll know that as soon as you try them for yourself. But the latest limited edition coin is a great way as a fundraiser to support us and get a piece of history. That's the Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt coin. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com, and that will directly link you to the website, 1776coin.com, and that's where you can make your purchase of this latest limited edition coin. And, of course, the Alex Jones book, still being sold on Amazon, still being sold at InfoWarsStore.com. Buy it either way. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. It directly supports us. You get it from Amazon. Amazon takes its cut, but it remains on top of the top seller charts, which is good publicity and marketing, too. So either way, it's a victory, folks. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. And I got to tell you, you know, a lot of these books that people put out are just a money-making deal. Most people don't even write their own books. They don't even know what's in it. They just put their name on it, sell a bunch of it, and it's just empty fluff. Not this book, because people are actually getting this book and reading it, and their jaws are hitting the floor. And I've never seen a book actually being ranted and raved about like this. I mean, seriously, like, my friends are texting me about it. My family's texting me about it. It's like, hey, this book's amazing. I've never seen that before, folks. This truly is. It is the textbook to have to inform the population on what the globalists have in store for you. And with that information, we can stop it.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.